All right, everybody. Keeping with our Valentine's Day theme, that was Frankie and Albert by Taj Mahal.
Ah.
I said at the beginning of the show that a lot of our songs are going to be love songs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some good, some bad.
Our almost Valentine's Day version of the Marco Radio Happy Hour show.
Right. So, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., and we love to do it.
Yes.
We love to do it. We love to do it. It's a Valentine's
Day
thing.
Come to you every Friday, and we love to do it.
That's our
Join us, 727-498-0502.
You can do it, too.
Yeah. With us.
Everybody do it.
Boy.
Let's see. So before the break, I said that we had a bunch of other stuff to cover. I think what we'll do now is go to movies and entertainment.
Okay.
Movies and entertainment. Did anybody see any movies this week?
No.
I didn't either.
I watched Finding Dory.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Where'd you see that?
Netflix.
Oh.
Oh, they put it on Netflix?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
And I started watching that, what is it, the OJ Made in America?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all the way through that yet.
I saw something, How Was It Done? On HLN. I think it was HLN this past weekend. And they were talking about, well, first of all, they had the murders, those two brothers that killed their parents.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What were their names?
Fernandez.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So it talked about that. And then right after, it went into the whole OJ trial.
Yeah.
And it was short and sweet and to the point, and it actually
was very enlightening.
Yeah, now that I've seen it, I'm like, maybe he didn't do it.
See, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It raised that show we watched raised a lot of questions.
The question for me is about the whole thing, and I don't know why I wasn't thinking about this then at the time, is that the amount of blood that occurred at that crime scene. He didn't have any blood.
He had that
little nick on his finger. And getting in his car, he would have had to have been covered in blood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he did, you know, have a shower there.
Yeah, but where's all the clothes? Where's the blood in his car?
Where's the blood in the shower?
I mean, the time frame was so quick. He didn't have time to get his car detailed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There would have been blood in his car.
Maybe he called the wolf.
Maybe. Something. Mm. I don't know. It brought up quite a few things
that didn't,
you know, quite fit together in the whole puzzle.
Well, what's the OJ one that has Ross in it?
That has Cuba in it?
Yeah.
That's OJ and Against the People.
All right.
Or something.
The People versus OJ.
Yeah.
That's the one that they had on regular TV, right?
That one is either on Hulu or Netflix. It's on one of them because Jeremy's watching it. And now they have profiles on Hulu, so you better make a profile if you're going to start watching it.
Well, this one that I saw this past weekend, it really is like, wait a minute. Why didn't I think about that before?
Right. You know? There were some interesting questions.
Well, they kept showing the murder scene, and it's like, that's a lot of blood. How did he come away without any blood evidence anywhere?
Anywhere.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of weird. I didn't see any movies other than that, I guess you want to call that like a mini documentary or something like that. But Mom and I last Saturday went down downtown St. Pete to Localtopia.
Yes.
That was
cool. Yes. Very cool. Very cool.
Great crowd. We went last year and it kind of got rained out.
Yeah.
Right.
Radio St. Pete last year was broadcasting live from down there. We played a little bit of a part in that. This year, I didn't see Radio St. Pete down there. At least I wasn't invited if they were down there.
Here's your sign. But we went anyway.
We went anyway, right. And we went kind of later in the day. Still a big crowd.
Huge crowd. Beautiful day.
They had some good musical performers there. Let's see. I actually sat on a wall and talked to Rebecca Pulley.
Yes.
After her set.
Yeah.
I showed her a picture of Tilly.
Yes.
We talked about the dogs that were at the Localtopia. There were a lot of dogs.
I think
that's great. I wish we could take Tilly.
I know. She can't.
She just cannot be taken out in public.
No.
She's just
evil.
No, she's not evil, Ty. She's just totally a mess. Evil.
She's just too excited.
Just, yeah. She's just too big and can't get out of her own way, and she wants to pull, and she's got to meet everybody, and then she'd want to kill all the other dogs. And
right.
It would have been a mess.
Yeah. It, yeah.
We didn't raise her right.
Something.
Mm-mm. Something. Let's see. But the cool thing, Damon Fowler
yes.
has become one of my favorite local artists.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool kid, too.
Yeah, he's a very cool kid and very, very talented.
Very talented.
If you've not heard Damon Fowler, do yourself a favor and look him up on iTunes or catch him locally. We've seen him at the Hideaway Cafe.
Yes.
I know that he performs locally quite a bit.
Yes, he
also
does.
He also tours the country.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's
if he comes to a
good.
Neighborhood near you, right. you need to go.
But it was so funny. I am... I think Rebecca Pulley had walked away. I guess she thought that I was creeping her out, showing pictures of my dog.
And yeah, maybe it was the beard. I don't know.
Maybe it was the other pictures I showed her. No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, my.
What have you done?
What do you think about this dog?
I was sitting beside him.
No.
What are you doing out in public?
But I'm looking at Mom, and Mom is facing like down toward the street, and she goes, oh, here comes your boy. And I was like... What? And I turned around. Right when I turned around, Damon Fowler is like 3 feet away from me. And I said, hey, Damon Fowler. And he looked at us and said, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
So, you know what that means. We're best friends
now. Yeah. We're BFFs.
We're best friends now. He actually walked by again.
Oh, my God.
Same kind of thing. You know.
Stopped again.
Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
How you guys doing?
Did you tell him about all the creepy pictures you have of him in your bathroom?
Yeah.
The lock of his hair?
No. Lock of his beard?
No, he's very good. It was, and I tell you, going down there and seeing him perform was well worth the trip downtown. Not like it's a struggle to go downtown St.
Right.
Pete anymore. Downtown St. Pete is fantastic.
Yeah, there's
and
so much
Saturday,
going on.
The weather was beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. And a lot of vendors, a lot of food.
Right.
It was a great... Yep. Great local
great event. Great event. Let's see. One other thing we did this week, and this was, what, Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Mom and I were joined by Granny Pants.
Granny Pants.
And her husband, Bill.
Yes.
Also Granny Pants. Granny Boxers.
Granny Boxers.
Granny Boxers.
Grampy Boxers?
Grampy Boxers, yeah. Right. And we went down to the Hideaway Cafe to see Betty Fox.
Yes.
Another one of our
absolute favorites.
Absolute favorite local performers. And Betty Fox, again, just like Damon Fowler, is very talented, has a big following, and doesn't just perform here in town. She does a little bit of touring as well.
Yes.
One of the things that I'm a little bit concerned about our trip to the Hideaway Cafe on Wednesday night is that it was a good crowd, big crowd.
It was a big crowd.
Tremendous crowd.
They ought to build a wall outside. But this was the first time that we've ever been there where the crowd was rude.
Was rude.
Very
yes.
rude. Right. I mean, so much so to the point where Betty stopped the show like twice to be like, hey.
Hey, am I interrupting your conversation?
Yeah, what are we talking about? You know, it was, and it was really just one table
right.
that had four or five people there. And I guess they thought that they had to compete with the music. So they thought that they were going to have to talk louder
than she was
than
singing.
She was singing. And it was very obnoxious.
It was.
I think what happened in this situation is that usually the owner, John Kelly, and his wife, Nicole, are there at the Hideaway. They weren't there.
Right.
I don't think that would have happened if John was there.
Right.
I really don't. It, not that John's a big bouncer kind of guy, but...
No, but...
He does...
He's respectful.
He manages the place, and he would not have let that happen. And what was sad about it is that we always talk Betty Fox up so much. When we went there and she started to perform, there was a different sound guy there.
Right.
And I could see she was a little bit agitated with that because the sound wasn't quite right when she first started. First couple of songs weren't right. That and then the loud talking, I could see she wasn't on her game.
Right.
And
it wasn't as animated. Right.
I was disappointed about that
is.
Because I wanted, you know, anybody we take to the Hideaway Cafe to see somebody that we highly recommend, I want it to be like a perfect show.
Right.
I want it to be, you know, mind-blowing.
Exactly.
And this one just wasn't that.
Yeah, and it all boils down to the people who... Yeah.
Couldn't,
you know,
shut up.
Right.
And that just makes me so mad. It's like the people that talk in movie theaters.
Right. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Betty Fox is wonderful.
Yeah.
She is actually having a CD release party at the Hideaway Cafe on Friday the 24th. So if you're available.
I'm glad that wasn't the CD release party.
Me too.
That would have been disappointing.
Yes, very disappointing. So I'm not sure, 100% sure, if she'll be playing that Wednesday, because that would be the third, the fourth Wednesday of the month. She plays the second and fourth Wednesday.
Right.
But it's Friday, so I don't know if she's doing two shows that week, Wednesday and Friday, or not.
I want to go. I definitely want to go down and see that. Will that be something they're going to charge for? Because it's usually...
I don't know. I haven't seen all of...
It's usually free to see her.
Right.
Which is fantastic.
But Friday night is usually...
I mean, I would pay to see her.
Right. Friday night is usually a ticketed event. And between us doing a show...
Oh, right.
From 6 to 8, and she goes on at 8 o'clock at the Hideaway... On Friday night, we can't be in two places
at once.
Maybe we
can talk to John Kelly and do our show right from the Hideaway.
That would be fun.
They have that back booth, man.
They do. That would be a possibility.
That would be fantastic. How do we make that happen?
We need to get in touch with John.
Let's get in touch with John. And Joe B., if you can slide a little grease his way.
Whatever needs to happen. We could do our show live from the Hideaway Cafe.
Oh, my God. If we got to interview Betty before the show?
Exactly.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Could we invite Damon?
Maybe. Would you think he would come? He might be booked.
Damon and Selwyn.
Yeah.
We need Selwyn
Birchwood there too. Our buddies and Freelo and
We want them all there.
That's also the night before the wedding.
Can I guitar battle them?
Absolutely. You know, Betty asks every show.
She does.
If any musicians want to come up and join in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you should go. You should have a ball.
Now listen.
Go up there and light up the night.
their band, the Betty Fox band, is pretty great. Their guitar player, Justin Noble, something like that.
Timberlake.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's very good.
Their bass player's fantastic, and their drummer's fantastic. I mean, just a really good, tight band.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Deceptive Intruder, though.
No.
It's a little different.
It's a little, something else.
Yeah, this is not Betty Fox. Now, can you imagine if Betty says, "Hey, are there anybody want to come up and join us for a little jam?" Ty's like... With his green mohawk and his green bass. Yeah, I'll come up, Betty.
Oh, sure.
Comes up, and all of a sudden, and she's like...
right up, bits.
A lot of times she'll count down the song, one, two, three, and all of a sudden...
For this I'd bring Samuel. This isn't a bass occasion.
No, yeah, you're right.
And Betty be like,
strings
what?
Of evil.
What happened?
Go sit back down.
Yeah.
I'm
afraid.
Fired. Anyway, so movies. Not a lot going on in the way of movies.
What are you talking about? Lego Batman, bro?
Okay.
Oh, I want to see Lego Batman.
I want to go as soon as I can.
In theaters, our top five for the weekend, Lego Batman, top of the
list. It looks hysterical.
Hidden Figures is number 2. Fences is number 3. Split is number 4.
I do want to see
Julieta
Split.
Is number
Split
5.
Is
let's see. Opening tonight... 50 Shades Darker.
No.
That's that pornographic movie.
I just realized that Split is actually some sort of sequel or something to Unbreakable.
Really?
Bruce Willis.
I'm going to have to watch that again now.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you familiar with John Wick?
Kinda. Heard of it.
Keanu Reeves.
I've heard that I would love it.
It's also starring Keanu Reeves, apparently plays this character, John Wick. This movie's called John Wick Chapter 2. That's also opening today. What else? And then
I've
again,
it, but I have
the one that Ty wants to see is
Yeah.
The Lego Batman movie.
Lego Batman.
It looks awesome.
Steep or Saul, Tampa Bay Times gave it a B+.
There you go. Hey, Ty. Bachelor party.
Right.
Lego Batman.
Hey, one of the things that I wish
mom can think.
How old are you?
I know.
Are you 12 about to get married? Is that really going to be your bachelor party?
It could be.
It could be. That'd
be awesome. And then we'll go to Hamburger Mary's.
That'd be awesome.
You'll have like strippers and Legos.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
What's wrong with that? That sounds awesome.
That's like having your cake and eating it too.
A keg of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Strippers.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Strippers and Legos.
Yeah. Can you get a keg of chocolate milk?
I don't know.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Hey, for the right price, you can get anything.
Yeah.
Let's see. One of the things that I wish we had looked into, but it's going to be too late. Tomorrow night, Steve Martin and Martin Short.
What?
Yeah, they're going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall.
The two amigos.
Right? Ruth Eckert Hall tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And that's pretty good. I think my buddy Paul went to go see that show when it was in Richmond.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to talk to him to see how that went. I'm sure it was great. I've always been a huge Steve Martin fan.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. Love Steve Martin.
I mean, like my whole life.
Oh, yes.
The
me
whole
too.
Thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah. My favorite, all-time favorite thing that I ever heard him say is, I'm so mad at my mother.
You have that soundbite, too.
No, my favorite is, my girlfriend just died. I shot her.
Yeah.
With a shotgun.
Cut her right in half.
Cut her right in half.
I always liked getting small.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. We know, Hannah. I mean, you're pretty small over there
pretty
right
small.
Now.
Pretty small.
Now, here's something.
Okay.
Something.
Right. When was the last time you went to a drive-in movie theater?
Never.
I don't know that
bing,
they...
Bing, bing.
Have you ever been?
I don't think so.
You?
We never took the kids to a drive-in movie theater. Maybe they were defunct by then.
There weren't any.
Right.
Ty may have gone when he was an itty-bitty baby because there was a drive-in in Hawaii that we used to go to.
I know they had the one here when we first moved here, but I think it was closed.
It was already closed. But yeah, it seems like when we went to go see the Jane Goodall movie... We went to the drive-in. We went with Russ and Shelley.
Oh, my God.
And it seems like we took infant Tyler.
Maybe.
In his little,
describing
baby
a
seat.
Nightmare.
Well, I can remember the last drive-in movie I saw, and it was also in Hawaii. You and Ty had already gone home, back to Virginia.
Right.
And I was just waiting to leave at that point. And I went to the drive-in theater, that one in Hawaii,
right,
with Rick and his wife Sylvia.
Ugh.
In their Karmann Ghia. Right? In the car. And I was in the back.
How did you get in the back?
Yeah, right. And guess what we saw? We saw the Doors movie with Val Kilmer.
Oh,
that's
okay.
A great movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie. So I saw it at a drive-in theater in Hawaii.
In a Karmann, in the back seat
the back
of a Karmann Ghia.
Orange Karmann Ghia.
I love that movie. It's like 4 hours long.
With Rick
long,
and
though.
His psycho wife.
Right.
Right. Let's see. Now, the reason I bring this up is because there is a new concept of drive-in movie theaters coming out, and they have one that they're building currently in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh. Not any closer than Nashville?
I don't know if it's going to catch on or not. It's kind of highfalutin, really, if you think about it. But let me tell you about it.
Highfalutin. This
highfalutin.
Ought to be good.
Oh,
highfalutin drive-in movie.
It's
that's
highfalutin.
That's an oxymoron.
it says a new movie theater concept is being built right now in Nashville, Tennessee, called the August Moon Drive-In.
Okay.
All right. Now, what this is a 40,000 square foot... air-supported dome. Like you've seen those tennis courts, those indoor tennis courts that have like the big air-supported dome. All right, so this is 40,000 square foot air-supported dome.
Okay.
Okay. You don't actually drive your car in, all right? You go in and
it's not a drive-in.
No. What they have is they have all of these classic cars
what?
That they have modified.
So it's like
that you sit in these old classic cars.
Oh, that's awesome. Like yeah. like Jackrabbit yeah. Slims where kinda, you sit yeah. in the old.
You might be in a 57 Chevy.
Oh, that's you know? Cool.
You might be in an old Nomad or old Cadillac or, you know, who knows? How cool is that?
That's awesome. Sweet.
Now, they're going to say, it, you know, 40,000 square feet. They say that each viewing will have about 350 guests. So that's
wow.
a lot of people.
That's, yeah, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot. Yeah. So these modified classic cars, I think that's so bad. They're going to have badass. Food service, a full liquor bar or food, hey. Full bar. Let's see.
All your drinking,
oh, and the
driving
best of
needs.
All, the screen that they're using supposedly will be the largest non-IMAX screen in North America.
Ever.
It's going to have this mammoth screen.
Oh, that right? sounds great.
I know. It's all indoor.
Is the dome going to have little
stars?
Lights?
I was
yes.
just thinking
it's gonna
that.
It's going to have stars. Jesus. It's going to have grass. It's going to have like a moon. It's going to have what? It's going to have a sunset. Right?
Nice.
It's going to have trees with hammocks.
Oh, we need one of those here.
Right.
That's cool what we that? Need to do.
Can you imagine if they had one of those like up in the Orlando area? What a draw that would be.
Yeah, they should
I mean,
do
Orlando
that.
Gets all of
or
the
in,
tourists.
Seminole.
How about
be cool.
get rid of that water tower?
Yeah, right.
How about Tropicana Field?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, the dome's already
done.
There.
Right. You wouldn't even have to build the structure.
Right.
How perfect is that?
That's cool.
If
anyway,
you're listening.
We yeah. need one of those in St. Pete or right. here in not in Orlando. Forget Orlando; they get everything.
They get enough stuff.
We need something. How about at the pier?
It says it'll even have yeah. fireflies.
Oh,
it's gonna have fireflies, sunsets, and the scent of a meadow.
Oh, what? I love it.
I think that's fantastic.
I love that.
You want to know what a meadow smells like?
Some cow patties with a little wet dirt.
Well, you think about old drive-in movie theaters. They were kind of like out in the middle of a field.
Right. Yeah, they know. Always had that.
So you had that meadow smell.
Yeah. Cow pie, wet grass, wet dirt, wet cow pie.
And fresh. Dirty sex.
Oh, God. Yeah, is there going to be like a cleaning service cleaning the insides of these cars? Or
yeah.
How many babies do you suppose were conceived in movie theaters? I mean, drive-ins. Movie
a lot. I think that's why they went away.
Well, have you seen
the soccer moms
movie theaters
didn't like
that
them.
Have like the beds in them?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, they're weird.
What's the point?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't. These recliners that they have are scary enough.
Right. Anyway, this whole place, like I said, August Moon Drive-In in Nashville, Tennessee. It's under construction right now, and it should be ready sometime in 2018, so sometime next year.
That I love
that
the
sounds
idea.
Pretty cool.
That does sound pretty cool. I want to check that out.
Yes.
Says that in
going to Nashville.
Ticket prices, it says, will range from $8 to $20. That's
so
very
same
reasonable.
As
same. Yep. That's kind of cool.
Now, are they going to have like car hops that bring you the food, or are they going to have the snack bar where you go get it?
They will have car hops if you are close enough to like the food.
In the VIP section, yeah. they send the waitress.
Yeah. All right.
Over there with the good cars.
Yeah. Not the jalopies.
No.
You're not in the back of the rusted out pickup truck with no seats,
right.
just the bed.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of cool. Hey, now here's something. Now, a lot of you know the name Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yes.
Bubba the Love Sponge has had some troubles.
Yes.
Over the year, he's had court case after court case. He had Hulk Hogan have sex with his wife, and he filmed it.
And released it to the media.
Yep. He's had
lawsuits
against him for defamation of character. All kinds of things.
Yeah,
this guy is into a lot of stuff.
Good
that,
job, Bubba.
Right. Talk about a target.
Well, he's been off air here in the Tampa Bay area for a while, and it looks like he is now going to be on AM.
Okay.
Starting Monday, WWBA AM 820 will air the Bubba Love Sponge Show live from 6 to 10 p.m.
AM.
So that starts Monday.
Yep.
Wherever it is.
Monday morning.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's AM.
Right.
You know, I was a Bubba supporter or Bubba fan for a couple of years.
Right.
Even to the point where for my birthday, Steph called over to the studio and got us a studio tour.
Right.
Which was very cool. We didn't actually get to meet Bubba.
But we met Manson.
We stood very close to...
Soul Brother...
Not Soul Brother Kevin. I can't even remember his name. Man, that's terrible. Anyway, we talked to some of the people there.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple of years ago. We're old.
All right. But anyway, you know, it's so funny. There's a lot of people that have sort of a bad taste in their mouth about Bubba. But, you know, I give him credit. He's hung in there. He has his faults.
A lot.
Right. But, you know, he's a radio guy. He's actually a good radio guy.
Well, to me, it's kind of like the train wreck that you can't turn away.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
that's
about
why you listen.
When I saw this, you know, I mean, in my heart of hearts, someday I would like to have like a real radio job on mm-hmm. like terrestrial radio. And I asked myself when I saw this article, if somehow, some way, Bubba offered me a job, would I accept it?
Absolutely.
God damn right I would in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, if Jerry Falwell offered you a spot.
I'd be thumping Bible.
Absolutely. You name it, we can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know that Rob, that was with the Mike Halta show, he's now with Bubba.
Yes.
So that's that's kind of interesting. Anyway, yeah, I would definitely do it.
Yeah, no question. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter the genre.
I might tune in to see if Bubba, if his show is still the same as it used to be.
Yeah, I know. I haven't heard it in so long that
right.
might check it out.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Let's see.
It'd be nice to hear Rob again.
Yeah, it would. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll play Stump the Chump.
Okay.
Now, what is our theme for Stump the Chump?
Our theme is... the non-holiday, according to Dad, Valentine's Day.
All right.
Ooh, I'm winning it.
Okay.
It's my day.
It's all your right. day. It's your month.
Now, honey, I picked this song just for you. It has special meaning for us. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we come back, we will play our Valentine's Day.
Holiday.
Holiday version of Stump the Chump. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
right, everybody, we are back. That is Groovin' by the Young Rascals. And the reason I played that, it's a sort of a sentimental song for my blushing bride and I. That is, you know, a lot of people at their wedding, they have like that song, their wedding song.
Yeah.
That was ours. Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon. Very nice. Even made sure we got married on a Sunday afternoon.
Nice. Yeah.
I thought it was Walk Like an Egyptian.
No, we did do the dead bug.
Yeah.
You should have seen Mom. Her dress went up over her head. And
oh, geez.
Nothing but frilly bloomers and what?
Telling stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
What happened?
Said you were doing the dead bug.
I was not doing the dead bug.
No, me and all my Marine Corps buddies in our dress blues were flopped around on the floor doing
blue dresses.
Doing the dead bug. Mm-hmm. Right.
Was that for like a certain song or is there a song that goes I think it was like,
wasn't it like Wooly Bully?
I thought it was tequila.
It might have been tequila. Yeah, it might have been.
That's what happens when you give Marines tequila.
They start doing the dead bug.
A lot of times.
A lot of times.
Did you fix yourself over there?
I did not.
Oh, no.
But,
can we fake it?
Here we go.
I think I can.
Let me explain what's happened here. Okay. During the break, Steph grabs her Stump the Chump material. And she has all the questions, but she doesn't have the answers.
I don't have the answers.
So whatever we answer, oh, that's it. You're just going to have to take whoever rings in first, whether it's right or wrong.
We'll see.
I'm winning.
All right.
It's my birthday.
Does everybody have their bell, the ring, or their hooter?
Yes.
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 Do we want to explain what happened? No.
No.
We did explain
what
happened.
My mic off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was like, why can't I hear me? I'm talking and nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
What happens when you come unprepared.
Right. Well, what I do have, I have the questions and I have the multiple choice list of answers. Uh-huh. I'll figure it out.
All right.
And if I'm wrong, too bad.
So be it.
To get schooled.
It's a fake holiday anyway.
Brought enough for the whole class.
All right. Valentine's Day trivia. Mm. Who are Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers? Mark.
Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, that is correct.
Leo.
Which patron saint is Valentine's named after Hannah?
Saint Valentino. No, I don't know. Saint Valentine?
Yes, it is Saint Valentine.
The saints of the
All right, Mark has one. Hannah has one. What fruit is also known as the love apple?
Strawberry.
No.
No, Mark.
The tomato.
Yes.
Gross.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yuck.
Love apple.
That's
disgusting.
Mm-hmm. And
why? Because it tastes ooh.
Well,
like salty.
Everybody
gross.
Usually thinks that a tomato is a vegetable. It's actually a fruit.
A fruit.
You're a fruit.
Everyone thinks you're a tomato.
Basket of fruits here. What is the winged child shooting arrows? Hannah.
Cupid.
That was me. Clearly me.
That was me.
All right. Well, we'll give it to Hannah and I'll call on Ty next.
No, you won't.
Not unless I buzz in.
Not unless you buzz
what
in.
Well, I have two, right?
I was way
no,
first.
No, I have like three.
No,
Mark has two. Hannah has two. Ty is not on the board.
Because I just got robbed.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to give you one?
Yes.
No.
No.
Which bird symbolizes Valentine's Day? Tyler.
Doves.
Yes.
Oh. Suck.
Ty is on the board officially. Who...
Yeah.
Kissed the girls and made them cry. Think of your nursery rhymes.
What?
Little Jack Horny.
No. Do you pass?
Yeah.
Georgie Porgy.
Oh, Georgie Porgy.
Pudding and pie. Kissed the girls and made them cry.
Mm. Boy George wasn't kissing no girls.
Well, you don't know.
I think he started out that way.
Could be.
Then he switched teams.
He's on everybody's team. Mm-hmm. What do you need to kiss to turn it into a prince? Mark.
A frog.
Yes. Mark has 3. Hannah has 2. Ty has 1.
Marky boy's going to win this one.
No.
I
need $20.
I'm who?
A fake holiday hero.
Yes. Dad needs $20 to buy me flowers. Mm-hmm. We'll leave it for him on Tuesday morning to remind him. Who was Victorian lace named after? Hannah.
Victoria Lace.
No. Queen Anne.
She's got a secret.
Ty.
Victoria C.
She's got a secret. I know that.
Victoria. You're so close if you'd put it all together.
What?
What's the name of the store?
Victoria's Secret.
It was Queen Victoria. You know, Dad gave.
Is that her secret?
That's her secret.
Is she the queen?
The Victorian lace.
It's all in the lace.
Where do you wear your heart if you are quick to show your feelings, Hannah?
On your sleeve.
Yes. All right. Hannah has 3. Mark has 3.
Oh, no,
Ty has 1.
I have 3. I thought that was 4.
No, that's
3. Christ. So it's anybody's
ballgame.
The goddess of love in Greek mythology, Tyler.
Aphrodite.
Yes.
Wow.
So Ty has 2.
You're a hermaphrodite.
The O in X's and O's means what?
Hugs.
Kisses.
It's hugs.
It's kisses.
No, the X's
the
are kisses.
The X is a hug.
No.
And
it's a hug.
The O's. X's and O's. Kisses are X's.
No, those are football games.
Kisses are O's.
O's are hugs.
No, Dad.
X with
Dad.
The arms.
Dad is correct. The O's are the hugs. The X's are the kisses.
Oh yeah.
So,
but if it's XO, it's hugs and kisses.
No.
XO hugs kisses.
No, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong.
I don't know.
I'm fighting this one.
Okay, well, according to this, it's hugs.
It's hugs. I don't know.
Anybody want to call in?
Call in.
727-498-0502. Is an X a kiss and an O a hug? Or is it the other way around? I don't really care.
All right. So what color rose would you give to a friend?
We're done. I won.
Dad one.
Pink.
A black one.
It's white.
To a friend? Yellow.
It's yellow.
Shit.
I would have even gotten the bonus.
See?
Mm-hmm.
You only know that because you're a mo.
Who knew he was so sentimental?
I just am.
And here I thought he was just trying to get brownie points with playing the Groovin' song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just wants some brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me too.
Mm.
There's donuts.
Okay, so here's the thing. I have a bit of a story that I want to talk about. Now, this is a story that I heard on the radio 2 or 3 months ago. And I thought that it was very
fresh.
Well, I thought that it was very interesting then. But because of yesterday's snowstorm up north, the show that I heard it on originally had to be off the air because of the snowstorm. And they did a best of.
Right.
So they re-aired this story. Okay. And it goes like this. So apparently in New York City, all right, a cab driver is under fire, or at least he was 2 or 3 months ago. It's probably all cleared up now, but 2 or 3 months ago, he was under fire because during his shift. Now, when you're in a big city, you don't call a cab. You
right.
just hail a cab. Okay. So somebody was hailing him. As he approached that person, he saw that they were Hispanic.
Okay.
All right. Now, I may have changed the nationality or the background
yes.
of the person. Let's just say Hispanic.
Okay.
Now, as he approached, he saw that the person was Hispanic. A little bit farther down the block, he saw somebody else hailing a cab that was Asian. He passed the Hispanic person to go get the Asian person. Okay. Now, the Hispanic person, once he was passed, was upset. He thought that this was racial profiling.
Discrimination.
Okay, so he got the number of the cab, he got the tag number, he got the name of the cab company, and he filed a complaint and said he was going to sue. All right.
For discrimination.
Right. Now, when they confronted the cab driver, he said, look, I've been a cab driver for many years. For many years, my income has depended on tips. Yeah. So for many years, I have taken notice of who tips better than who. You know right. what I'm saying? I have like a mental log of who's going to give me a better tip. Now,
statistically, it's not guaranteed.
Now, that doesn't mean that he passed the Hispanic person, doesn't mean that he didn't get stiffed by the Asian person
that he picked up.
But this taxi driver, in my mind, not racist, he's playing the odds.
Right.
Of what he knows. He does this every day.
Exactly.
And he's done it for years. So in my mind, it's not racial prejudice. It's not racial profiling. It's not discrimination. It's good business sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that a taxi driver gets a huge salary. I would like to think that most of his income is tip-driven.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
Anyway, the reason I brought it up is because when I heard this this story 2 or 3 months ago, it created quite a stir. And they had several people call in, which will never happen here. But, you know, there were a lot of people, well, that's racist. You can't do that. When you're a taxi driver, it's first come, first serve. Well, is it really?
No, I don't think it is.
You know, don't businesses, if you consider the fact that it's good business sense that he's doing this, let's just say, okay, I listen to 102.5 The Bone every day. Now, their demographic is 25 to 45, all right? Now,
And mostly males.
And mostly males. So all of their commercials are driven toward that demographic.
Right. Divorce for men.
Right. So does that mean that they're discriminating against younger people and older people? You know what I mean?
Or women. Right.
It's just good business sense.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I think.
It's still profiling. I don't know if it's a bad form of profiling, but I mean, it's still
profiling. Profiling exists no matter what, you know? No matter what you do in any situation, there's going to be some sort of profiling.
Well, Hannah Claire, you work with the public.
Yeah.
Now, in the store, mm-hmm. A lot of times you don't necessarily know who came in first.
Right.
Do you ever, like if there's a crowd of people in there, do you ever kind of look at everybody and go, I wonder who's going to make the biggest purchase and go to that person?
No, I mean, not necessarily. I try to pay attention which one's looking at me. You know, which one needs some help.
Okay.
They look like they need some help.
Right, which one
they don't
want
to say, hey, excuse me. You know,
right, which one looks confused.
Yeah, you know, which one looks like they can't find something. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if there's, because we do have many counters, you know, many little hallway counter things. So there will be three different people, one on each side and one at the end. I'll just go to the first one, you know. Do you need any help? No, you're okay. Do you need any help? Oh, you have some questions? Okay, you know, and then, all right, I'll be with you in just 2 minutes, man.
But you don't ever make your decision on who you're going to serve as to, like, what race they are?
No.
Nothing like that?
No. Mm. No, I serve everyone equally.
Mm. Well, that's good. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, look,
except for the people who come at me with an attitude, I come at them back with an attitude.
I don't.
What
I don't,
happens?
Fair warning.
I don't have a race issue at all. My whole thing, I mean, pretty much my whole life, you treat me right, I'm going to treat you right.
Right.
You respect me, I'll respect you. I don't care what color you are, where you're from. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Right. I just don't like stupid people.
Stupid people I avoid anyway, but I just...
You know, or aggressive people.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going to hang around those types of people.
Right.
If I'm that taxi driver and I know that I'm making a minimum amount of money as far as like a straight salary and my income is, you know, tip based.
Right.
I'm going with the same thing.
I'm going to play my odds.
I think you'd
Absolutely.
Be foolish not to.
And when you think about a taxi cab in New York City.
Right.
I mean, hailing a cab, everyone knows that hailing a cab in New York City is difficult. You're gonna get passed by.
Cabs are a dime a dozen.
Exactly.
And if you got passed by, chances are you turn your head back to the left and look down the
and
street. There's
another
one right behind it.
Yeah. You know,
so
I don't
understand what the problem is.
I wouldn't question.
I mean, would you be so offended?
Why that guy passed?
I mean,
me.
I don't think the taxi driver stopped, rolled down the window, and said, "Nope."
No. Oh, sorry. I see a better fare up the road.
Right.
This guy looks rich.
Yeah, that guy looks like he's got more money than you.
What was the race of the driver?
I don't know that. That's, you know, that would be an interesting part of the story. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's good. I'd like to somehow. I'm sure if how would we look that up?
Google.
Because that's a very
interesting
point.
I'm sure we could Google
it. Because not to sound, you know, Trumpy or anything, but it seems like only white people can be racist lately.
Well, they
according to the media,
they're very effective at it. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, as far as the economic standpoint,
right.
You're going to try to pick up the best fare.
Yeah.
From a cab absolutely. Driver's point of view.
And I think you owe that to yourself and your family.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out there trying to eke out a living, pay your rent or your mortgage, feed your family, send them to school. You know, you got to try to make as much money as you possibly can.
Exactly.
And I can't, like I said earlier, I can't imagine that taxi drivers make a base salary that can do that.
Right.
So you've got to hustle for your tips.
Right. Well,
Robert De Niro's done pretty all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, and I mean, so when we were talking about it,
right.
I was like, okay, so what if, you know, take the race card out of it.
Yeah.
What if one of the people hailing the cab was a man and another one was a woman?
Okay.
Now, if the cab driver drove past the man to pick up the woman,
mm-hmm.
I don't see a man, you know, taking down the plate number and the cab number to file a complaint.
Unless he was a millennial.
Oh, well, that could be.
Then he probably would have thrown a hissy fit.
And had
called his mom.
Suspenders and a man bun.
Mom, you're going to have to bring over one of those trophies. My feelings are hurt.
No, and mom
bring
told
my
him.
Fresh skinny jeans.
Yeah, mom. Mom told him to take a picture, and she was already calling in the complaint for him.
Right.
Before.
And
you
she
know.
Has that I want to see a manager haircut.
Yeah.
Everywhere she goes. Yeah. I don't know.
No, but I feel like it's a very ridiculous claim.
Well, people are so sensitive now. Everybody wants a lawsuit. Everybody feels like they've been slighted.
Right. Yeah. Well, guess what? Everybody's been slighted.
You know,
everybody gets slighted.
If I'm the Hispanic guy that got passed up, I would have looked at it as a good omen. I would have been like, all right, probably wasn't meant to be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to wreck.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That Asian guy down there is going to die a fiery death in the back of a cab.
Another thing to think about is
and I
like,
would hope so.
I would think like taxi drivers, they got to be hurting for money a lot
sure.
more with like Uber and Lyft now.
Yeah. Exactly.
And,
the competition
and think about,
is
and think
fierce.
About how often they get robbed.
Yeah.
I mean, when you are in that driver's seat, you're vulnerable.
Right.
Somebody behind you
yeah.
with a weapon.
Right.
You know.
You know, so I mean, to me, there are so many different factors that would factor in,
mm-hmm.
but passing one person to pick up another has got to happen 1,000 times a day
right.
in New York City.
And I can't even imagine that it's that big a deal in New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, any
right.
major city.
There are other cabs.
Yeah.
Plenty
like
of
I said,
other
there are
cabs.
A dime a dozen. I mean, that's all you see on the roads because nobody drives
right.
in cities. So it's all cabs.
It's all cabs.
You know.
I thought it was a very.
I mean, if I'm the judge and this case comes before me, I'm going to be like, are you kidding?
Right.
Were your feelings hurt?
I'm sorry.
Were you triggered?
Cabbie. Say you're sorry.
Say you're sorry.
And then go over and kick him in the nuts.
Right. I mean, man up.
Yeah. How ridiculous.
It is. I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting. See, now, when they talked about it on the the radio show that I was listening to, they had a lot of people call in, and there were a lot of people that were upset about the whole situation. And these are people that have gone their whole lives discriminated against. You know what I'm saying? This one guy called in and said, you know, how would you like to be this guy was a Puerto Rican that called in.
Right.
He was like, everywhere I go my whole life, I'm always the last one to be waited on. I'm always the one that gets passed up. You know, that kind of thing.
Try being a 5 foot tall woman.
Right.
I mean, about being passed up.
That's just looked over.
Just
looked over.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, cabs used to pass me constantly. And, you know, when I said that, you told me that it was because they thought I was a kid and they were afraid to pick me up without
that kid
my mother.
Skipping school again.
I'm not getting roped into this.
I'm not picking that one up.
I'm no truant officer.
Yeah, right. You know, but I mean, please, I don't know. To me, it's a little overly sensitive.
And I think that's where we've become. I mean, as a society, aren't we getting to the point where everybody is so overly sensitive?
Well, we've got the divide now. We've got the overly sensitive people and the outrageously racist people.
Right. Yeah, there's no happy medium. Nobody can take a joke anymore.
Right.
Nothing is funny.
Right.
Yeah. If it has anything to do with anything out of normal.
Race, sexuality, yeah.
Weight.
Height. Yep.
You know, I mean, you name it.
You're a pansy or an asshole.
Yeah, somebody's getting their feelings hurt.
Yeah. That's sad.
It is sad.
We need to man up.
Man up and, you know, move on.
Let's make America manly again.
Yeah.
Beards for
you
everyone.
Have just pissed off
the whole feminist community.
Every female
We're
on the
going
planet.
To get some letters.
That's it.
So
protest
triggered.
In front of the Marco Radio Studio.
Banned. We will have a bunch of women marching out front of our house.
Right. Mm. Because you want to make America manly.
I tell you what, I hope they burn my truck because I could use a new one.
Like
we paid the insurance, right?
Yeah.
I like your truck. It's real smooth.
It is smooth.
It's smooth. Because
I'm a smooth operator.
It's nice. It's going over
it's greasy.
Speed bumps is
it's
a
greasy.
Little scary, though. It's real bouncy.
It's bouncy.
It's bouncy. Yeah.
But it's like.
But it's real smooth. Other than
it's
that.
Real smooth. It's like a Cadillac.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're going like 15 over. You didn't even realize. You know,
you got to pay attention.
Yeah, the turns are real easy.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going 45 in the 25.
Yeah, it's like,
school
what
zone.
Happened?
You know what's so funny is when I was
Didn't
younger,
seem like we were going that fast.
Before I ever owned a truck, I was like, who are these people that drive trucks? You know, I mean, it was always like a small, I mean, I started driving in a Volkswagen Beetle.
Right.
You know, we had a Volkswagen Fox, another small car. The biggest car I'd ever had. I had a Buick Skylark convertible, a 66. Beautiful car. Gorgeous. That was the biggest car I had ever driven in my life. And then I got my first pickup truck, and I was like, what have I been doing?
What was I thinking?
This is great.
I want a truck the rest of my life.
Right.
I mean, if you get like a four-door truck like what I have.
Right.
You know.
Well, all of your trucks have been four-door trucks.
Except for the old Ford.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that one.
And there's just so much you can do with a truck.
Yes.
With the bed in the back, there's so much you can do with it.
Yeah, going to get the Christmas tree.
Anything.
Walk out, throw it in.
You don't have to tie it down, nothing.
Right.
Just throw it in the back.
Throw it in.
There's no origamiing the thread through the windows.
Right.
And
if you got to go to the dump, throw it in the back.
Throw it in the back.
Yeah. You're going to cut some tree limbs in your yard?
That one.
Throw it in the back.
You got to take a dump, throw it in the back.
Yeah. Right.
Hang off the side.
Yeah. No,
perfect seat.
anyway, one of the things I wanted to mention before we get too much later is if you live here in the area in Florida and you travel up I-4, yeah. I know you've seen the Airstream Park or
yes.
Farm Ranch, Airstream Ranch. Well, it's gone. They tore it down.
Oh, no.
Just the little, like, rainbow thing, right? The whole lot is gone.
The airstreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the airstreams that are buried, like, halfway in the ground.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They took them down.
Why?
They took them down.
Isn't there that big airstream, like...
Dealership right there. Yeah. I think that's still there.
What'd they take it down for?
Well, I guess the property changed hands. None of the old owner and the new owner didn't comment on the story, but they're gone.
Oh, and that's a
shame.
A
lot of people considered it an eyesore. I never did. I always thought it was cool.
I always thought it was cool.
And I always considered it like a landmark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when we're going to your mom's, it's like, okay, we just passed the airstreams.
Here we go.
Almost there.
Yeah.
We're in it now.
Anyway, they're gone.
That is sad. I always really liked airstreams.
Right, I
think
they're
cool looking.
Another thing that I like to do before the end of every show is I give you some things to think about. And I get these quotes, and they're by some fairly famous people. And the quotes come out of the Week magazine that I love so much. The first one says, "Behind every failure, there is an opportunity someone wishes they missed." That came from comedian Lily Tomlin.
That one.
I do too. The next one says, "If I don't go to work a little scared, I don't have any interest in it."
Steve Irwin.
Nope. That came from recently deceased Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, okay. I was going to, my next guest was going to be a member of the Willendas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If you don't crap your pants on that wire,
you're not a Willenda.
Crap your pants for Jesus.
Yeah. Let's see. The next one says, "If everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking."
Ah.
That came from General George S. Patton.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that one. Then this last one says, "Those who have talent must hug it, embrace it, nurture it, and share it, lest it be taken away from you as fast as it was loaned to you." And that came from Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway. That's pretty much it, everybody.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
We are down to the end of it.
Down to the nitty.
Down to the nitty.
Yep. If you're listening to us from Key West,
hey,
look for
Hurricane Hannah's on her way.
Yeah, look out. She's coming down. Send her back in one piece, please.
93 pounds of hurricane. On its way.
Here it comes.
Confirmed.
You'll recognize her. She's a hot mess.
Yeah.
Code Brown.
Code Brown. They don't call her Old Brown Harp Jones for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you want to add right here at the end of the show?
No.
Okay.
No.
Stephanie, my blushing bride, anything?
Go down to Sundial this weekend
and watch Rick fall to his death.
No, I'm kidding. But see it
God
live.
Be there,
I have a dark sense of humor.
It can't even be that high anyway.
Right,
no, it's over Sundial,
fall right on the pointy bit.
Yeah, that's bad. Anyway, good stuff going on here, St. Peter.
Ty, do you have anything you want to add? Oh, Steph.
Tomorrow is also the second Saturday Art Walk downtown St. Pete. Kicks off like 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Go check out the art galleries.
Okay. Ty, anything?
I burped.
You burped. All right. I don't have anything that I want to add other than...
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Happy birthday, Hannah. Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
Whoa. All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We love talking to you. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a beautiful and safe weekend. See ya.
She don't like her eggs all runny. She thinks crossing her legs is funny. She looks down her nose at money. She gets it on like the Easter Bunny. She's my baby, I'm her honey. I'm never gonna let her go.
month of Sundays. Caught him once and he was sniffing my undies. He ain't too sharp, but he gets things done. Drinks his beer like it's oxygen. But he's my baby and I'm his honey. Never gonna let him go.
In spite of ourselves, we'll end up sitting on a rainbow. Against all odds, honey, we're the big door prize.
That's it.